to see two old friends whom I scarcely knew at all. Their house was even more elaborate than I expected, a cheerful red and white Georgian colonial mansion overlooking the bay. The lawn started at the beach and ran toward the front of the house for a quarter of a mile, jumping over sundials and brick walls and burning gardens. Finally, it reached the house, drifting up the side in bright winds, as though from the momentum of its run. The front was broken by a line of French windows, glowing now with reflected gold and wide open to warm, windy afternoon. And Tom Buchanan, in riding clothes, was standing with his legs apart on the front porch. He had changed since his New Haven days,